to just stay in for my own safety this weekend.
But did you notice any flooding around you?
No, not around here. No, here it was pretty cool, actually. There wasn't really anything. Yeah, so, but I did see some videos of Charlotte Maxeke. There was some flooding that happened there. So there were some pretty bad
places. How, Sway, if it's on a hill?
Yeah, it was like there was water flowing. You know, like kind of like in, if you're driving into the underground, sort of. So they got that kind of vibe. So some ambulances I saw were stuck because the water had flowed in there. So I don't know if they were able to clear that away eventually. Yeah. Oh. So yeah, that was a bit bad.
Interesting. Yeah. All right. So yeah. I know that was affected. There was various areas. I know Centurion was affected badly.
Yeah.
Parts of the Jixke. In fact, where our boss lives, out in Four Ways.
Yeah.
He was affected, and he showed us roads that were completely flooded.
That's why he's not here now.
No, because I said to him, I said, hey, I said, look, I said, Four Ways has now become like the homelands.
Start clearing up the flood.
The homelands.
I said to him, I see why you moved into Four Ways, because it makes you feel at home when it rains, it floods.
Wow.
Yeah, it has that thing.
Yeah,
you know
you need that thing where the roads are all flooded and
you know.
It feels like home. All right, let's find out what's happening in news, sports, and traffic.
Huge FM News. Engaging meaningfully with one another.
Eskom is to implement stage one load shedding, and President Cyril Ramaphosa has elected Ms. Universe Zubini Tunzi as an ambassador for gender-based violence. Details on this and more coming up at 7 a.m.
Engaging meaningfully with one another. Huge FM Sports. Huge FM Sports.
And going over to your sport, England have won the last of the three out of three one-day international matches against the Proteas. They're tied at 1-1 in the pink day test. South Africa ended on 256 for 7, with England ending on 257 for 8. Moving on now to your Nedbank Cup results. Orlando Pirates were stunned by Bidvest Wits after they lost 3-2 after penalties. Both sides ended at 3-3 with the match going into penalties and Bidvest Wits dumping out the Pirates. So if you're a Pirates supporter, our condolences.
Sorry, there was a technical interruption there. I don't know what happened. She was saying something.
Somebody's hurt.
Wow, no, it must be Syntec. I think we need to contact technical here to make sure it's sorted out. Yeah.
I was just expressing condolences.
All right. Yeah, you may continue.
All right. Mamelodi United beat Cape Town City 1-0 yesterday, with Jomo Cosmos being beaten by the Hungry Lions 1-0 also yesterday. Black Leopards. Black Leopards beating Northwest Mafikeng by an astonishing 4-0. That's really amazing. Moving over to the Super Rugby results from the weekend on...